The new patriotic party has called on President Mills to dismiss Deputy Interior Minister Kobi Echampong for improper conduct. In a statement, the General Secretary, Kwejo Usefie, said Mr. Echampong was arrested for overspeeding, yet he used his office to get the IGP to cause the arrest of the police officers whom he said were carrying out their lawful duties. He said the act amounts to misconduct and abuse of power. Mr. Usefie later spoke to Radio Ghana's Bubu Kinugo and accused the IGP of towing the line of the government.
Our party is extremely disturbed by these negative political moves to smash the morale of the rank and file of the police service and to criminalize police officers who are doing their normal duties, all in a desperate attempt to protect the deputy minister of state who allegedly broke the law. This incident, which involves this person who has become so notorious, Kobi Echampong, and the police officers, testifies to the persistent and alarming levels of arrogance and abuse of power since Mills took over the reins of government in 2009. For a deputy minister who has been stopped for breaking the law to be rude and cause the arbitrary arrest and detention of 8 police officers whose only offense is to seek to enforce the law on speed limit sends very wrong signals to the country. And I think that his attitude borders on arrogance and that the government should save itself the embarrassment by asking him to leave or sacking him from government. Otherwise, the police service, the morale is going to get so low. And I'm more worried for the IGP, who stoops to such height to cause the arrest because Kobi Echampong thinks that he has been called stupid. For heaven's sake, a deputy minister, and therefore he's above the law, and he insults the policemen, and they respond, then they are not only arrested, but arrested with an armored vehicle or dispatched from Accra to send the fear of the Lord in them by arresting them from.
On what basis were you saying Mr. Kobi Echampong broke the law? You were not there.
For heaven's sake, according to the regional police, the man was driving at 90 kilometers per hour in the 50-kilometer zone. Has he not broken the law? Is he above the law?
But Mr. Kobi Echampong made a complaint that police officers misconducted himself, and he, as a citizen of Ghana, has every right to make such a complaint if he feels so. And the IGP, as the commander of the police service, is to implement the laws of the state.
If I called the IGP and said that I'm driving on that road and that I've been stopped by the police who has called me, stop it. Would the IGP dispatch armored vehicles to go and arrest the people?
The NEC says your call for the dismissal of Mr. Kobi Echampong is premature and preposterous.
What else would you expect the NDC to say? It does not border on arrogance or power with impunity. And now I do not even know that insult constitutes an offense such that people should be indicted.
You were saying insult does not constitute a crime, but when I spoke to the police PRO, he said according to the rules and regulations, police officers are to be civil to every member of the society, and so if they insulted any member of the society, that constitutes a breach of the regulations and they need to be investigated.
I'm sure you have been in this country, that you have heard of the example insult almost everybody in this country. If insult constitutes an offense, I'm sure that the police hear of the example every day insulting people as well.
NPP General Secretary Kwejo Usefie talking to Bubu Kinugo. Meanwhile, the National Democratic Congress has condemned calls by the New Patriotic Party for the dismissal of Deputy Interior Minister Kobi Echampong. Propaganda Secretary of the NDC Richard Kwashiga said the call shows a lack of understanding of what happened. He also dismissed reports that the party has boycotted certain programs on some private radio stations. He told Radio Ghana that the party does not have a problem with any media house currently, but added that the party will not hesitate to register its protest if it feels peeved about any development.